It's U105. It's our Lunchtime Bistro. Good afternoon to you. It is exactly 12:32 on this gorgeous Wednesday afternoon. And another wee ray of sunshine has just stepped into our bistro. Jan de Vries is here. Jan, lovely to see you.
Beautifully in sunshine.
You know, people are going to be delighted that they're going to be able to see you very shortly. In fact, it's tonight. An evening about natural health. Before you finish, we'll tell all our bistro punters about that because people want to go along and see you. But so many queries, and we may as well just fire right through them. First of all, people hearing you talk about the joint muscle complex, ask Jan, where can I get it? He talks about it a lot and I can't seem to find it. Joint muscle complex.
Joint muscle complex, and the reason why people all ask, we were sold out.
Ah, that's what it is. So
immediately
popular.
After it was mentioned, it's such a wonderful product. Luckily, it's back in again. Yeah. So, yeah. Health food store and I prescribe it, of course, at Framar.
Isn't that unbelievable that, you know, we mention it once in our bistro and it sells out, Jan? Yeah, yeah. I need to get a product on the shelves.
I must say, we have to.
That's great. So it's joint muscle complex. Yeah, you get it back in again?
It's a wonderful product for any problem with joints, arthritis, pain. Gives a lot more mobility and it's really great. Yeah, it's back again.
Okay, it's back. So there you go. You go and check it out, Mustang. Now, can you ask Jan, what would you take for the upcoming hay fever season?
Well, it's just the time now. It's absolutely lovely. People should start now because this is the time. Lufa Complex, twice the 15 drops.
You know, I try to write all this down so that whenever people after the show ask me, I can tell them, but I never remember.
Lufa is LUFFA, Lufa Complex.
Lufa Complex.
Twice the 15 drops or twice the tablet. Let them be a bit careful, extra careful. It's not too much milk. Cheese and salt, kitchen salt.
Okay.
That's bad for people with hay fever.
All right. So those are the things to stay clear of. Okay. And in the meantime, Lufa Complex is what you're after. Now, what about this? Lisa from Lisburn says, my dad has been diagnosed with IBS. He takes attacks of this every few weeks, which leaves him completely exhausted with no energy and he struggles for breath. Doctors have said there's nothing for IBS and have given him an inhaler for his breathlessness. Please, we're at the end of our tether, our family. Can you help out?
It's not entirely true that there is no help for IBS. There is. There's some terribly good remedies. And a very simple remedy is bowel essence.
Bowel
essence is great. If it's a chronic IBS, just to be brief, IBS is basically wrong food and stress. And that gives you a situation the bowel objects and begins to be being difficult. But bowel essence is brilliant, and there is a remedy called Iberogast.
Spell that for us.
IBEROGAST.
Okay.
And if people have very much problem with their bowel movements, then there is a remedy called Tormentilla.
Oh my goodness.
Tormentilla. Tormentilla.
Okay. Tormentilla. Tormentilla.
But these are really great remedies for IBS.
All right, Lisa.
Can be helped, Lisa.
There you go. You can help your dad out with that, and I hope that works for you. Kieran has MS and is in a lot of pain. All the conventional treatment hasn't worked, and he's asking you, what would you suggest, MS?
Well, the first instance I will say was all the years that I've worked with MS patients and I've written a few books on the subject, the first thing I would say an MS patient should try a gluten-free diet.
Right, okay, gluten-free diet.
With gluten-free diet, they reach a lot. It takes away the inflammation of the nerve tissue and they do get a lot of ease out of it. There is a capsule called PD.
Okay,
PD capsule. And that's usually of very great help. And they also should take evening primrose. Now, the other thing that's light open, the cause of this, because you mentioned with me quite some time ago, vitamin D. And I spoke that afternoon to you about vitamin D. The world broke loose.
Yes.
Paper started to write about it. And everybody now wants vitamin D. And funny enough, with the research on it, which was great that we had that program, because there's much more research done on it, It's now shown that it helps MS patients so tremendously.
Vitamin D.
Vitamin D.
And that's what we get from our sunshine. You'll be getting that today if you're out enjoying the rest.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people would say with MS that they go to the sun. They actually do go to hotter climes so that
The MS patients cannot lie in the sun.
No, but they can benefit from the heat from the sun.
Yeah. They can benefit from the shadow of the sun.
Right, okay. But still the warmth? Is it the warmth as
Absolutely,
well?
Absolutely, yeah. And the warmth.
Okay, so there are a couple of things, Ciarán, to look at. Gluten-free diet, the PD capsule and evening primrose.
And vitamin D.
Now, Lynn has post-nasal drip, reflux and blisters starting to form at the back of her throat. That sounds painful.
It's a difficult situation because it goes all the time, this drip thing.
What is it?
And it's just in the back of the throat.
Just a drip?
And a post-nasal drip very often gives you a wet nose as well, so that's not very nice. There is a super, super remedy, though, called Marum Verum.
Oh,
M-A-R-U-M, capital V-E-R-U-M, Marum Verum. It's such a wonderful remedy.
Marum Verum,
twice a day, 15 drops.
All right, Lynn, you can try that and see how you get on with that. It's always good to know that there's a remedy.
There is a remedy, definitely.
Now, can you ask Ian, what would he recommend for a gallbladder attack?
Gallbladder, wonderful milk thistle, Caroline.
Milk thistle.
Twice a day, 15 drops milk thistle, yes.
Okay, milk thistle, there you go.
That's really brilliant for gallbladder.
What would Jan recommend, asks Martina, for a 9-week-old baby with colic and silent reflux?
Well, best thing is, and the cheapest thing is, that they slice an onion, dip the onion in hot water, a few times dipping up and out of the hot water. When the water is lukewarm, just make sure it's not too hot, lukewarm, give half a teaspoonful and it breaks the wind immediately, breaks the colic immediately.
Oh my goodness, that's not going to cost
cheap,
you too much.
It's cheap and it works really brilliant.
So you slice the onion, dip it in the water. And
Absolutely.
Then whenever it's lukewarm, half
Absolutely.
A teaspoon.
And it's safe. I'm not for giving babies any medicines at all. So that is a safe remedy and it's cheap and it works.
Okay, good stuff. We're going to come back. We've got loads of queries for Jan de Vries. And I'm going to tell you where you can go see him tonight an evening about natural health with Jan de Vries this evening. I'll tell you about that in a minute. 90 33 105 if you want to shout in quick or text us really quick on 077 66 105 105. Jan de Vries with us after the Black Eyed Peas.
And great music lives. Carolyn Stewart.
Yeah, it's Carolyn Stewart here until 3 this afternoon. Jan de Vries is with us with our on-air clinic for alternative remedies to your ailments. You know what, Jan, somebody's just come in there asking about gout in feet, knees, wrists, hips and sometimes allergic reaction to Alprine for gout.
Yep.
Can't take Voltarol as I'm on Warfarin. That's Jean in Dullingstown. So she's got a couple of complications there. So what would you suggest?
Very, very important is that she looks at her diet. Mm-hmm. Cut out anything from the pig. Citrus fruits and chocolate.
Right.
And of course, no alcohol. With gout, that is the worst thing to have. Then we've mentioned the joint and muscle complex, which is brilliant for gout people. Twice a day, 2 capsules.
Okay, so there you go. Try that, Jean. But first of all, look at your diet. I mean, do you eat anything from the pig? Do you
Terribly
eat citrus
important.
Fruits? Do you eat chocolate? Do you drink? Those are all the things that will affect you. Could you ask what's the best for hot flushes and night sweats? Are they the same thing when going through menopause? Also, intense headaches, always on the right side of the head. Is this all related to
they're all related. And there is a very good remedy called Menozan. Twice a day, 15 drops.
M-E-N-O-S-A-N.
Menozan.
Okay, you can try that and see how you get on. Prostate trouble, James is asking, can you recommend anything?
People with prostate, and a lot of men, of course, above the 40 have problems, should eat pumpkin seeds, a handful of pumpkin seeds. And then there is a very, very good remedy called Sol Palmetto. S-O-S-A-W.
S-A-W.
P-A-L.
Mm-hmm,
M-E-T-T-O.
M-E-T-T-O. Okay.
It's brilliant.
So palmetto. All right. Okay, and then the pumpkin seeds as part of your diet, really?
It's very good to eat pumpkin seeds, either fresh or roasted. It's quite nice.
That's good for you. Okay. Yeah. Enda's asking about rheumatoid arthritis, early 40s, takes medication, worried about the side effects, anything natural that would help?
Well, yes, again, the joint and muscle complex is very good. And they should also be on a diet, an acid-free diet.
Acid-free diet. Okay, finally, because we are running out of time here. Clet's asked, she said she had a hysterectomy at Christmas. Let me see now. She's got I can't pronounce it. Is it
endometriosis?
That's the one. Yeah. Stomach swells very hard and very sore.
Yeah. Acnes cactus is very helpful. Acnes cactus.
How do you spell that?
That is A-G-N-U-S. Uh-huh. And then cactus, okay. C-A-C-T-U-S.
Okay.
And a remedy called Femtol.
Femtrol.
Femtrol.
F-E-M-T-R-O-L.
Yeah.
All right.
These are very, very important remedies.
All right, Claire. So good luck with that. Hope that makes you feel a bit better. Let me see. Will I take the swelling down for her, will it?
Yeah. We'll take the swelling down as well, yes.
I want you to report back to me, Claire. Tell me if that works.
Very good, yeah.
So tonight you're heading to, where are you going? St John's Hall, Newton Breeder Presbyterian Church on the Ormond Road in Belfast. What are you doing up there?
I'll speak there at 7:30 and I'll speak about a healthy life, but mainly on the stress.
Oh, you're looking at
how
stress.
To overcome stress and what stress can cause and the causes of stress.
Oh, wow, that's going to be interesting. Yeah. So that's this evening. It all kicks off at 7:30, St John's Hall. You know, a friend of mine had a mild heart attack recently.
Yes.
And whenever she went into hospital, they talked her through various things and top of the list was stress.
Stress, yeah.
Stress.
Yeah.
Because she was like, she's 41 and she's like, how can I be having a heart attack?
I spoke to a psychiatrist not so long ago and he said 90% of illness and disease was because of stress.
Stress.
I wouldn't go that far, but I do think that it needs to be addressed. And the things that I will mention will people they will be surprised what stress can cause.
Okay. Jan, your website address, can I ask you for that? I know I do every time. Is it Jan de Vries Health? Have you changed it?
No, it's just the same.
JanDeFriesHelp.com.
At Freemar, I think it is. Now,
okay. Yeah. All right. Jan de Vries, thank you so much. Sorry, folks, if we didn't get
thank
to your
you.
Query. And we'll see you next time, Jan.
Absolutely.
You look after
and thank
yourself.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's U105. It's 10 minutes to 1. I'll give you that the information on Jan de Vries talk tonight, again, after Tom Petty and Learning to Fly. Jan de Vries tonight, 7:30, St John's Hall, Newton Breeder Presbyterian Church, Ormond Road, Belfast. Ticket £7. It's part of the charity work that he does. And it's all in aid of Presbyterian Women Missions at Home and Abroad and the Church Hall's Redevelopment Fund. You want to hook up with Jan de Vries online, you can do that. It's jandevrieshealth.com. Fly.